Well, happy Thursday, New Hope Bible Church family. This morning and this week, really, we've been enjoying such a beautiful time of spring where the flowers begin to blossom and bloom and the weather warms up a little bit. It's a little chilly this morning, but I wanted to share with you a devotional this morning as we continue on the path of Jesus as he makes his way to the cross on Friday. We find ourselves on Thursday now. To many, this Thursday of Holy Week is known as Maundy Thursday. And here's just a little background. Depending on what dictionary you look up, this word Maundy, it either comes from an old English word that means washing, or it comes from an Anglo-Saxon word that is just simply used for a ceremony in which washing feet is involved, and it's always pointed back towards this passage in Luke 22, where Jesus had his last supper with his disciples, and then before the supper he washed their feet, lowering himself, God Almighty lowering himself to wash the feet as a lowly servant of his disciples. And so, therefore, always setting an example for us to serve one another in love. And that took place Thursday prior, just a day prior, just a few hours prior to when Jesus would be arrested in the garden. And so here we have find ourselves in Luke chapter 22. And as always this week, if you have your Bibles, you can follow along with me as I read it. Luke chapter 22, we're going to start with verse 7. This is known as the upper room moment in Jesus' life here. Verse 7 of Luke 22 says, "Then came the first day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. And Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, 'Go and prepare the Passover for us, so that we may eat it.' And they said to him, 'Where do you want us to prepare it?' And he said to them, 'When you have entered a city, a man will meet you carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house that he enters, and you shall say to the owner of the house, "The teacher says to you, "Where is the guest room in which I may eat the Passover with my disciples?" And he will show you a large furnished upper room. Prepare it there." And they left and found everything just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover." And so if we stop there, that's already pretty amazing. Jesus, seeing into the future, knows the hearts of man, knows that this individual will help them, knows the exact room in which to send the disciples to prepare for the Passover. Now, the Passover time, the Passover celebration was one in recognition of God's faithful protection of Israel way back in the days of Moses as he used this angel of death to come as the final plague upon the nation of Egypt in order to release and free the servants of Israel. And so every year the Jewish nation gather together, even to this day, and celebrate the Passover, in which God protected them and freed them from the bondage of slavery in Egypt. And so that's what celebration was ready to take place, and that's what Jesus and his disciples were preparing for. Luke 22:14 reads, "When the hour had come, he reclined at the table, and the apostles with him. And he said to them, 'I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I shall never eat it until it is fulfilled. I shall never eat it again until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.' And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he said, 'Take this and share it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until the kingdom of God comes.' And when he had taken bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And in the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, 'This cup which is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But behold, the hand of the one betraying me is with mine on the table. For indeed the Son of Man is going as it has been determined. But woe to the man by whom he is betrayed.' And they began to discuss among themselves which one of them it might be who was going to do this thing." And so the meal continues on. The disciples and Jesus have further conversations, some of them good, some of them bad, as the disciples, as we see in the rest of Luke 22, the disciples begin to argue about who's the greatest. Poor time to do that. But really what I want us to focus on and reflect upon is that during this meal, Jesus broke bread. And he said, "Every time you do this, remember me." Now, we do this every month. in communion. We break bread together as a church family. We share the cup together. We remember the death of Jesus Christ and his sacrifice for us. But it goes even further than that. When Jesus uses the phrase breaking bread, he's not just talking about a communion time together at church. He's talking about every time you eat as a family. What are we to do? We are to pray. We pray before a meal in recognition of God's provision that evening, that day, but we also should be praying in thanksgiving for God's provision of a Savior before every meal. And so I challenge you this day, when you pray with your family, around the dinner table, around the lunch table, wherever it is that you will be praying with your family, I challenge you to pray a prayer of gratitude for our Savior. For just hours after this Last Supper, Jesus would be arrested and begin his continued path to the cross. So enjoy this day together as a family, and remember our Savior. Be blessed.